chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of the coming good thing, not the image itself of the things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually every year, perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because those serving, having once been purified, would have no longer any conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a calling to mind of sins year by year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Wherefore, coming into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you did not take pleasure. Then I said, behold, I come. In the roll of the book it is written concerning me, to do your will, O God. Saying above, sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you did not desire nor take pleasure in, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I come to do your will. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And indeed, every priest stands daily, ministering and offering often the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this one, having offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down forever on the right hand of God, from henceforth waiting till his enemies are made the footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after having said, this is the covenant, which I will covenant with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their hearts, and upon their minds I will inscribe them. Then he says, and their sins, and their lawlessnesses, I will by no means remember any more. Now where forgiveness of these is, there is no longer an offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he dedicated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, unwavering, for he is faithful who promised. And let us consider one another for inciting to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. For when we sin willfully, after receiving the full knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery zeal about to consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set at naught Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. By how much do you think he shall be thought worthy of worse punishment, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has regarded the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. To call to mind the former days in which, being enlightened, you endured much conflict of suffering. On one hand, being made a spectacle, both in reproaches and in afflictions, and on the other hand, having become partakers with those who experienced the same. For you both sympathized with those in bonds, and accepted with joy the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves have a better possession and an abiding one. Do not cast away, therefore, your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, in order that, having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet, in a very little while, the coming one will come and will not delay. But my just one shall live by faith. And if he shrink back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who shrink back to ruin, but of them who have faith to the gaining of the soul. Chapter 11. Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For in this the elders have obtained testimony. By faith we understand that the universe has been framed by the Word of God, so that what is seen has not come into being from things which appear. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained testimony that he was righteous, God testifying to his gifts, and through it, he having died, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he obtained the testimony that he was well-pleasing to God. Now without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him out. By faith, Noah, having been warned concerning things not yet seen, being devout, prepared an ark for the salvation of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go to a place which he was about to receive for an inheritance, and he went out without knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt as a foreigner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the joint heirs of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has the foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith also Sarah herself received power to conceive seed, even beyond the season of age, since she considered him faithful who promised. Wherefore also there was born of one, and that of one become dead, even as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the sand by the seashore innumerable. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar, and greeted them, and confessed that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. For those who say such things show clearly that they seek a country of their own. And if indeed they had been remembering that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they longed after a better country, that is, a heavenly one, Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called upon as their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Indeed, he who had gladly received the promises offered up his only begotten son, to whom it was said, In Isaac shall your seed be called, counting that God was able to raise him even from among the dead, from which also he also received him back in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning the things to come. By faith Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when near his end, remembered concerning the exodus of the sons of Israel, and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith Moses, having been born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a handsome child, and they did not fear the king's decree. By faith Moses, having become great, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be ill-treated with the people of God than to have the temporary enjoyment of sin, esteeming the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked away to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he was steadfast, as seeing the invisible one. By faith he instituted the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as through dry land, which the Egyptians, attempting to do, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, having been encircled during 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with the obstinate, having received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and both David and Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith overcame kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, routed the armies of aliens. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were beaten to death, not accepting deliverance in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others underwent trial of mockings and scourgings, moreover of bonds and of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tried, they died being murdered by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains and in caves and holes of the earth. And these all, having obtained testimony through their faith, did not obtain the promise, God having in view something better concerning us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Chapter 12. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, putting off every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race which is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and finisher, perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such contradiction from sinners against himself, lest you grow weary, fainting in your soul. You have not resisted unto blood, struggling against sin. And you have completely forgotten the exhortation which reasons with you as with sons. My son, do not make light of the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you are enduring. God is dealing with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had the fathers of our flesh as discipliners, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed disciplined us for a few days, as it seemed good to them, but he for our profit, that we might partake of his holiness. Indeed, all discipline for the present does not seem to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. Wherefore, lift up the wearied hands and the paralyzed knees, and make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather may be healed. Pursue peace with all men, and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord, looking carefully, lest any one be falling away from the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and through this many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one meal gave up his birthright. For you know that also afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to the mountain which might be touched, and which was set on fire, and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind, and to the sound of a trumpet and to the voice of words, which those who heard entreated that no further word should be spoken to them. For they could not bear that which was commanded. If even a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned. And so fearful was the sight, Moses said, I am terrified and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the universal gathering, and to the church of the firstborn ones who have been enrolled in the heavens, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men who have been made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaks better than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if those did not escape who refused him who warned them upon earth, much rather shall we not escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now the word, yet once more, signifies the removal of the things shaken, as of things having been made, that the things which are not shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us take grace, through which we may serve God well-pleasingly with godly fear and awe. For our God is also a consuming fire. Chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not be forgetful of hospitality, for through this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners, as bound with them, and those who are ill-treated, as being yourselves also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and the bed undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your way of life be without love of money, being satisfied with your circumstances. For he has said, I will by no means to cease to uphold you, neither by any means will I forsake you. So that, being of good courage, we say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What shall man do to me? Remember the ones leading you, who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away with various and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be confirmed by grace, not by foods in which those who walked were not profited. We have an altar from which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the Holy of Holies by the high priest concerning sin are burned outside the camp. Wherefore also Jesus, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a permanent city, but we seek the coming one. Through him, then, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise continually to God, that is, the fruit of lips, confessing his name. But do not be forgetful, doing good and sharing with others, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey the ones leading you, and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will give account, that they may do this with joy and not with groaning, for this would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring in all things to conduct ourselves rightly. And I beseech you much more to do this, that I may be restored to you more quickly. Now the God of peace, who brought up from among the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of an eternal covenant, equip you in every good work for the doing of his will, doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now I beseech you, brothers, bear with the word of exhortation, for indeed I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes, I will see you. Greet all the ones leading you, and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen.